WTOW News time is 8:05. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. An Aggie serving as an assistant district attorney east of Dallas was murdered yesterday morning. Mark Hassey, a member of the A&M class of 1977, was gunned down as he was walking across the parking lot behind the courthouse annex. DA Mike McClellan says Hassey was a lawyer that will not be easily replaced.
Kaufman County, the state of Texas, and especially my office has suffered a devastating loss today. We lost a really, really good man.
Attorney Eric Smenner worked with and against Hassey and says he often prosecuted defendants involved with organized crime and members of the Aryan Brotherhood.
My first thought was it certainly had to be retaliation for something that he'd handled professionally, because he's such a nice guy, I couldn't imagine that he'd have any kind of problem with anyone personally.
Kaufman County authorities said Dallas County District Attorney Craig Watkins was wrong when he said there was an arrest. Hassey formerly worked for Watkins. Some who have water permits in Brazos and surrounding counties are being warned that they might have to reduce consumption or go without.
Due to the drought, Dow Chemical last November exercised its 70-year-old status as a senior water permit holder to continue full consumption. That forced those with junior permits to use less or no water. Dow lifted their order last week, removing restrictions for the time being. At this week's meeting of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, Commissioner Carlos Rubenstein of Austin warned junior permit holders to be ready as drought conditions continue.
We need to continue driving the point home that, you know, if you're a junior, you need to understand what that means. The juniors need to recognize that they're juniors and that they are subject to being curtailed and that they have certain obligations back to us.
Last November's original order was modified twice to ease restrictions for some permit holders who lived in areas where the drought was not as severe. The commission asked staff to keep that in mind when Dow and other senior permit holders make future declarations if drought conditions continue. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's a three-day weekend for the seven men and seven women chosen to hear Brazos County's first capital murder trial of the year. The selection of 12 jurors and two alternates finished yesterday in the case of Stanley Robertson of College Station. Opening statements are scheduled for Monday morning. Robertson's accused of kidnapping Annie Tolliver, his ex-girlfriend's mother, in August of 2010 from the College Station Walmart. Tolliver was found in Fort Worth, stabbed to death. Top education leaders in the Texas Senate are slamming a curriculum system used in 70% of the state's school districts. However, the C-Scope system is not used in either Bryan or College Station. C-Scope offers web-based lesson plans and exams designed to help teachers adhere to the state educational requirements. Officials say it is designed to aid teachers while being flexible enough for them to alter its content to meet their individual needs. Meanwhile, some teachers have complained that C-Scope locks them into a rigid curriculum, and conservative activists say it promotes leftist ideology. A string of witnesses testified yesterday before the Senate Education Committee, repeatedly raising those concerns. Again, this is something that's not used in College Station or Bryan. House Speaker Joe Strauss announced committee appointments yesterday. John Rainey of Bryan is on the Appropriations, Higher Education, and Government Administration Committees.
I feel like I've got some plums and committees that I can serve on that will really help our community.
Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station is on Agriculture and Livestock and Environmental Regulation Committees. Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham, whose district includes Burleson and Grimes counties, will chair the Public Health Committee and is a member of the County Affairs Committee. Trent Ashby of Lufkin, whose district includes Madison and Leon counties, is on the Appropriations and Natural Resources Committees. Online at WTAW.com, you can find a complete list. And look for a future acceleration in the renovation of Corps of Cadet dormitories at A&M. That was requested by Board of Regents member Jim Schwartner of Austin during yesterday's meeting.
My hope is we can figure out a way to accelerate this project, because we're doing one building a year so we don't displace too many students and because of revenue. But we have 12 total units, is that correct?
That's correct.
So the first unit will be 12 years old the time we finish the last one. And my hope is that we can figure this out and do it quicker and faster down the road.
Chancellor John Sharp says there will be a radical ramp up in future upgrades.
Plan to do just that. This should be one of the last ones done like this before we do them all en masse.
The Regents approved the $15 million renovation of Leonard Hall. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 54 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Merrymaids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Time is running out at Douglas Jewelers going out of business sale. Final reductions have just been announced. Now save up to an additional 20% off our already low sale prices. Getting engaged? We have 1-carat diamond solitaires priced as low as $22.95. Loose diamonds, earrings, gemstones, and pearls, everything must go. Savings up to 70% off. Save on all fine jewelry with these unbelievable final reductions. Hurry in to Douglas Jewelers across from Home Depot on University Drive.
Hey, it's 8:11. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
For today, skies will average up partly sunny. We'll see some occasional high mid-level clouds and temperatures into the mid-60s for this afternoon. Tonight, patchy clouds will be around and back around 45 to 50. It should be a warmer day on Saturday with at least partly sunny skies then and a low 70s expected. Clear skies in the 40s at night and sunshine and scattered clouds on Sunday and about 66 to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Gary Vest, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:11, it's Friday. I was just, Jay Sokol here this morning. I was just telling the kids about the Phyllis Kelly story from about 8 years ago.
That's a fantastic story.
And then, of course, apparently Phyllis showed up this morning sounding a little like she'd been knocking a few back or smoking a few pell-mells since the last time we talked to
her. By the way, about the gun made out of Legos?
Yes.
Did you get my text from a day or two ago about bug assault?
But I did not go there, I have to be completely honest. I know you sent it to me and said thank you later, and I will thank you later,
you
but tell me about this.
You need to go look it up. Okay. Bug assault, it's A-S-A-L-T, salt, okay. Emphasis on salt.
Gotcha.
It's a little gun that fires a pinch of salt at houseflies.
Really?
And just knocks them cold.
Okay.
Without the big splat, but just you load the little reservoir at the top with table salt.
Really?
And you're locked and loaded. For
That's awesome. I love that.
How much does that cost?
There's a video that it's actually a great video with sound effects and everything.
Okay, I'll watch that.
I don't remember
too.
The cost, but the guy shows how he went to China to get prototypes made and the whole thing.
Do you need a CHL or do we know?
I don't know that.
Sneaking up on the flies with that, you know. Good work. Anyway, so what's going on?
Yeah, brought a guest.
Did you?
Bart Humphreys from your College Station Fire Department.
He keeps hoping that somebody, will leave the newspaper in here so he can do jumble while, and then he brings a guest in. He goes, I got to have a guest. I can't be doing this. How you doing, Bart?
Great. How about you?
Good. Let's play some Jethro trivia this morning. Let's see. You know what? I think we'll make the guests answer first today, just for something different.
What a relief.
Exactly. It takes the pressure off of us, after all. So Jay will answer first, and Bart will answer second, and then Kevin and Kat, you'll finally have the one.
Okay.
It's Jethro Trivia. It's our fun little game. It's today's will be about theme restaurants. Theme restaurants. A unique new theme restaurant has opened in Taiwan. See? So, I mean, it could be almost anything. So it is dedicated to which American institution? Is it A, baseball, B, Barbie, C, broadcasting, or D, bank fraud? Notice we did all B's today. Once again, a new themed restaurant opening in Taiwan. Is it A, baseball, B, Barbie, C, broadcasting, or D, bank fraud? Jay?
I'm going with Barbie.
Barbie. Okay. Bart?
Barbie is my first inclination.
Okay. In honor of his name starting with a B, too. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Kevin?
I'm going to go with B as well.
Okay. And Kat?
I also wanted Barbie.
Everybody wins today. Yay. That's right. Mattel has licensed a Taiwan group to open the Barbie Cafe in the city of Taipei. The city boasts an all-pink decor and tables in the shape of high-heeled shoes.
Awesome.
Wow. Well, if you've ever had a Barbie, which I doubt,
I haven't.
Scott.
I didn't.
They
no.
do often have either Taiwan or Malaysia stamped on them somewhere.
I believe that at one point I know they were trying to go into the boy market, and they tried a Barbie the Barbarian, and it didn't work very well. But, you know, so that was as close as I would have gotten
Barbie
to doing
the Barbarian.
Well, why not? You know, go ahead and make her look like, who was that girl whose top fell off and she sang the national anthem? Come on. The princess.
Janet Jackson.
No, the princess... Come on. Who is the princess warrior? Help
Lucy
me out.
Wallace or something?
Zena's topless.
Zena. That's it. It's Zena. Yeah,
she
it did.
Never was
yes,
topless.
Yes, it did.
Uh-uh.
Yep. She sang the national anthem, hit the last note, and it fell down.
Well,
you can find it on the internet.
At least it wasn't on purpose.
And if it's on the internet, you know it's got to be true.
It's got to be true.
That's right. Yeah, okay. All right, so anyway, you're not here to talk about that, Bart. What are you here to talk about?
Citizens Fire Academy. It's that time of year again.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, we love it. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
And, it's a chance for anybody in the Brazos Valley to learn a little bit more about the fire service and fire department. You don't have to be a resident of College Station. You do have to be 18 years old, a little one-page application you can fill out. You can get that off the city's website. It's so much fun. We do ask that you commit to all the meetings, and it's
how many you got?
14 weeks.
Now, and I'm not going to say that the police the police school academy is not physical, but when firefighters go out, they pretty much got to get moving right away. And so
that's a big part of it.
Are there any kind of physical limitations that would keep some people from not participating?
No, we don't make anybody do anything they don't feel comfortable doing.
Mm-hmm.
We do offer the opportunity to do all the hands-on kind of stuff we do. But we don't just concentrate on that. We talk about everything from the fun parts, budgeting and master planning.
Oh, yeah,
And emergency management and all that, but we do get them the opportunity to put on all the protective gear and the breathing apparatus and cut up a car. That's always a fun thing.
Oh, hey, that's pretty cool. All right,
and, hazmat and all that kind of gear. And
climb. Now, how long are the classes?
We meet on Monday evenings, roughly 6:30 to 9 or 9:30, depending. Like I said, 14 weeks. There is one Saturday meeting toward the end where we let you put all your hands-on stuff together and actually do some live burn training exercises.
No fun.
Fireman's Training School. But there again, we don't make anybody do anything they don't want to do. Mm-hmm. The object is to have fun, just become better informed about the fire service, emergency services, the kind of things we do. We meet at all six of the fire stations at the Community Emergency Operations Center downtown. One night we talk about communication, so we're over at the Emergency Communications Center at PD.
Did he just say downtown? He just said downtown. Downtown College Station?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Downtown College Station? Is there a downtown College Station now? I'll alert the news department.
Let him trap you, Bart.
I should be more specific.
Yeah,
in downtown Bryan.
Yeah, okay.
Community
Emergency
Operations.
I got you. Okay. Oh, there. Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. I got you. All right. I thought we were going to make a downtown and College Station. We should be kind of cool. Now, this is the first one that you've had since you have the new bipolar fire station, right? So they're going to get to – that's what we call it because it's got two poles, right?
I understand. Okay, I just hadn't heard that particular description before, but I like it.
That's why we're here, to give you the unusual description. So sliding down the pole, could that be part of it?
That's entirely possible. That is up for discussion.
Oh, very good. Okay. Like they can run toward it and dive and wrap their arms around it and slide down?
We try to have a little more controlled egress from the second floor, but it's sort of, yeah.
Okay, well, that'd be kind of fun.
But it is a lot of fun.
Sure.
And egress sounds a whole lot more falutin than just dropping down a pole.
Yeah, it does. Okay, so if they want to sign up, what do they do?
CSTX.gov. It's right there on the city's homepage. A little one-page application, or you can call our offices, 764-3705, and we'll hook you up with an application. Now, classes start February 25th.
Okay.
So, don't have a lot of time.
Sure.
Have a few openings. We try to cut it off at about 20 or so people just because it's a good manageable size.
Right.
And we just don't have all the time in the world to get everybody through everything. But it's a lot of fun.
There you go. All right. Well, while you're here, I just thought let me call on your expertise. We're building more and more apartment complexes. We've got a brand new one called The Rise at Northgate that's going to be 18 stories.
Right.
Now, of course, we had the Plaza before or the Ramada, whatever you want to call it at that time. So this isn't the first vertical growth we've had here. But now as a fire system, I mean, what kind of new challenges do you have for that?
As far as fire control and something like that, we rely a lot on engineering, sprinkler systems and what we call standpipe systems. Standpipe systems give us outlets for water on every floor. We don't have to string hose all the way up the stairs. We don't really have to worry about pressure because there are pumps to maintain pressure in the standpipe system. So if the sprinkler system can't do the job before we get there. And we know sprinklers work. They're about 97% effective if they're properly maintained. Then we've got the standpipe system, so we don't have to haul the holes up 17 flights
sure.
of stairs.
Now, you're not in the engineering department, but I presume you can speak to what the city had to do to prepare that side of university for the increased demand for water, certainly in a small place, and then going up 18 stories.
Well, there again, it's not so much a function of the volume of water, but the pressure of the water, and that's why there are pumps in place in the building to maintain that pressure all the way up to the top floor.
So the people who build this have to put pumps in
yes.
the building to be
yes.
able to get
yes.
that up there for you.
There are fire codes in place that address all that, life safety code and the engineering involved and the amount of water that has to be present and the pressure that has to be maintained. So
okay, so let me back up then. If that's the case and that has to be in shape, why do we need to have a big expensive truck that can go up even 7 or 8 stories?
That's frequently for people removal. One of the big functions of a ladder company like that is rescue. So that's a big function. And also, there again, there really aren't any ladder trucks out there that are going to be effective above about the fourth or fifth floor of any place, and that's another reason why we depend on engineering as we get into these high-rise structures, not only for fire suppression but life safety. Enclosed stairwells that keep the smoke out so people can walk down, such as they did in New York
mm-hmm.
during that. They
mm-hmm.
were able to walk downstairs and there again. Pressurize those to keep the smoke out, fresh air in. There's lots of different aspects.
Yeah. But again, as we grow vertically, I mean, it's something that people need to think
That's
about.
That's right. And there again, we've had Rudder Tower, the O&M building on campus. We've had high rise buildings around for quite a while. It's just odd that they're on that side of University Drive.
Well, and again, because it's an apartment complex, the chances of having more people in there as opposed to Rudder Tower or O&M certainly, I think, would be a case,
Definitely,
too.
Definitely, depending on time of day.
Sure,
you know?
Right.
So
yeah.
that's another consideration. That's why we look at alerting systems and things like that to wake the people up and let them know.
Yep, excellent. Well, good. Thanks. I appreciate your
you
input
betcha.
And expertise there.
Anytime.
So, Bart Humphreys from College Station Fire. Anything else?
Brazos Valley Earth Day is coming up in April, but I know those folks are looking for vendors. So if you're interested in being a vendor or exhibitor at Brazos Valley Earth Day on April 20th, go to BrazosValleyEarthDay.com, and you can register right there.
All right, there you go. That's Jay Sokol. We visit the folks from the City of College Station on Fridays. Alan, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace and Company.
Hi, I'm Jim Ingram. At Ingram Wallace and Company,
we provide clients with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and estate planning. We're available year-round, not just during tax season.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace and Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
The employment numbers are in. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Job creation continued at a steady, though sluggish, pace as the new year got underway. The Labor Department reports employers added 157,000 workers to their payrolls in January. That was roughly in line with forecasts. The nation's unemployment rate ticked up a tenth of a percentage point to 7.9%. The report notes more than 12 million people who wanted jobs were unable to find work last month. Stock market futures are looking good ahead of the Friday session on Wall Street. Chrysler is coming off its best January in 5 years. The automaker reports last month's sales of cars and light trucks were up 16% from January of last year. A report raises questions about enforcement of the health insurance reforms included in President Obama's health care law. Only 11 states have enacted new consumer safeguards covering things such as coverage for patients with pre-existing medical conditions. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Dan Kelly here, owner of Go Time Fitness. Constant Contact made it so easy to stay top of mind with customers. They have all these great products that help grow my business and keep people coming back. Now, I'm out here teaching my daughters the ropes.
Fresh lemonade! Get it while it's cold!
Not you, Billy. Keep walking.
Dad, stop.
From deals to events, social to email, Constant Contact can help you grow your business. Find the solution that's right for you at ConstantContact.com.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information. Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP, but if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines/connect.
We interrupt this program to bring you great financial news. Get double, yes, double your down payment or your tax refund only at Sterling Kia. Sterling Kia will double your down payment or your tax refund up to $6,000. You heard right. Your $3,000 tax refund becomes $6,000 toward the purchase of any select new Kia in stock. Why wait for Uncle Sam when you can double your tax refund now and drive home a new Kia from Sterling Kia for thousands less? 2013 Optima, just $229 per month. 2013 Sorento, just $239 per month. Plus, Sterling Kia wants your current trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. And if you have a job and take home $350 per week, Sterling Kia wants to approve your credit, even if it's less than perfect. All new Kias are backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Kia. Sterling Kia, 197 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-0607 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 39 monthly, 12,000 miles per year, 1990 due at signing, plus TTNL first payment and fees. With approved credit, includes security deposit. Offer includes all incentives.
The Aggie Report is next.
The Learfield Sports Director's Cup is the crowning achievement in college athletics, awarded annually to the nation's best overall program in each division, both women's and men's sports. Celebrating its 20th anniversary, the Learfield Sports Director's Cup proudly honors exceptional student athletes and their schools. To follow your favorite team, visit thedirectorscup.com. Look for standings regularly in USA Today or follow the Learfield Sports Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. The Learfield Sports Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Texas A&M basketball team takes on the University of Kentucky. It's the rematch from the game played back on January the 12th. We're at Reed tomorrow afternoon at 5. Broadcast on this radio station will start at 4:30. First time around over at Lexington and Rupp Arena. Aggies won it 83-71. As you'll all recall, a great game by Elston Turner, scored 40 points. Most points ever scored by an opponent against Kentucky on their home floor. That win by Texas A&M over Kentucky was the first loss that John Calipari had suffered in SEC play at Rupp. So it's the rematch that's coming up tomorrow. And again, 5 o'clock will be tip time. 4:30 will be our broadcast here on the Aggie Radio Network. First time around, the Aggies again 83-71, outscored Kentucky in the first half 36-31, 47-40 in the second half. A&M out-rebounded Kentucky 35-30. See you tomorrow at Reed. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Basketball Report.
The body protects itself from cancer with a process called apoptosis. Essentially, when healthy cells turn cancerous, they commit suicide, stopping the cancer in its tracks. In a new study, scientists report that the hormone adrenaline, which we secrete when we're under stress, inhibits apoptosis, so the cancer cells are free to divide and spread. In addition to alerting us to the dangers of stress, the study points to new ways to treat cancer, using medications that block adrenaline, making the cancer cells more vulnerable to chemotherapy. In other news, two new studies show that rats exposed to any one of several environmental toxins pass down reproductive disorders and obesity for three generations. The great-grandpups of these rats had these disorders, even though they themselves were never exposed to the toxins. I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
When you need weather on the go in the Brazos Valley, download the KX Weather app on your smartphone. View your local radar. See not just 7 days, but 10 days out with KX Mobile 10-Day Forecast. Plan hourly. Get instant weather alerts when severe weather hits. And keep up or share your thoughts with KX Chief Meteorologist Jared Plushnick on the KX Weather Blog. Get access to all the weather information you need to start your day. Only from KX HD News. The number of homeless children is growing in Central Texas.
My mom, she did drugs basically my whole life.
Shirley's a typical high school senior, but with a difference.
Being a teenager, the last thing you want to do is live in a shelter.
Since ninth grade, Shirley has moved countless times, shuttled between family, friends, and shelters. Tonight at 10, KXHD News' Stephanie Domrod shows how kids are getting help and how Shirley found the strength to take her future into her own hands.
WTW News time is 8:30. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. State representatives for Brazos and surrounding counties did well in committee assignments announced yesterday by House Speaker Joe Strauss. Cal Cassell of Rural College Station was named to the Environmental Regulation and Agriculture Committees, while John Rainey of Bryan will serve on Higher Education, Appropriations, and Government Administration.
I had asked for appropriations in higher ed. I didn't know I was going to get House Administration, but that's a very good committee to serve on. You know, just kind of runs the building and all those sort of things.
Trent Ashby of Lufkin, whose district includes Leon and Madison counties, joins Rainey on appropriations and will also serve on natural resources. Also, Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham, whose district includes Grimes and Burleson counties, will chair public health and is also on the county affairs committee. The complete list is on our website at WTAW.com. An upcoming renovation of the landmark buildings at A&M will include historical renovation. President Bowen Lofton told the Board of Regents yesterday a committee overseeing the $11 million project at the Williams Building will include soliciting private funding to restore the rotunda.
The lighting in the rotunda and the lack of cleaning of the details there really make it not reflective of the initial grandeur it had. So we hope over time not only to do the work that Mr. Wallace outlined to you, but also to, with private funds, be able to go in there and restore a great deal of character, especially to the rotunda of the building, which is historic and represents the true land-grant nature of Texas A&M.
Lofton says recently retired professor of architecture David Woodcock has volunteered to assist in the restoration of the interior of the Williams Building. Public schools in College Station and Bryan are in the minority of Texas districts that don't use a system which was slammed yesterday during a hearing held by the Senate Education Committee. C-Scope is a curriculum designed to help teachers adhere to state requirements by offering web-based exams and lesson plans. A string of witnesses testified it promotes leftist ideology and locks teachers into a rigid curriculum. Officials said it's flexible enough for teachers to alter content to meet individual needs. C-Scope is used in 875 districts, but again, Bryan and College Station do not use that system. State officials are working out the bugs of implementing new procedures when drought conditions force some water permit holders to curtail or stop consumption.
There were two adjustments to an order nearly 3 months ago due to the drought, allowing Dow Chemical to continue its normal water consumption at the expense of junior permit holders in the Brazos River Basin, which includes Brazos and surrounding counties. At this week's meeting of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, Commissioner Toby Baker of Austin called on staff to customize future orders, recognizing where the drought is not as severe.
We'd be better served putting those temporary streamlet provisions in the original suspension order, and so that way we don't have to come back and modify. Could we just do that as part of the original order?
For 70 years, Dow has had senior status. Dow officials withdrew its call made last November, last week. A Dow representative at this week's meeting did not say if they were planning to exercise that right again. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
East of Dallas, a prosecutor who's a member of the Aggie class of 1977 was shot to death while walking to work yesterday morning. Assistant District Attorney Mark Hasse was shot multiple times while walking across the parking lot behind the courthouse annex. A lawyer who worked against but was also friendly with Hasse, Eric Spinner, says his first thought was that the shooting was in retaliation for a case.
He was just a good guy to sit down and talk to. No, he was very willing to help. If I needed something, say I had a client who didn't have a bond, I needed the bond set, I could go to his office and set everything aside and help me with it immediately.
Smenner says Hasse prosecuted defendants involved with organized crime and members of the Aryan Brotherhood, but Kaufman County Sheriff David Burns says an initial scan of recent cases prosecuted by Hasse came up empty.
There is nothing that we can come up with in the recent past that would rise to this level.
Hasse was also an assistant for Dallas County District Attorney Craig Watkins, whose claim that there had been an arrest was called a mistake by Kaufman County authorities. Two suspects remain at large. The process of picking the jury in the latest Brazos County Capitol murder trial wrapped up yesterday. Seven men and seven women make up the 12 jurors and two alternates in a selection process that lasted almost a month. Stanley Robertson of College Station is accused of the August 2010 stabbing death of his ex-girlfriend's mother. Robertson is accused of kidnapping Annie Tolliver from the College Station Walmart. Her body was found in Fort Worth. Opening statements are scheduled for Monday morning. WTOW News time is 8:35. It's 51 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We interrupt this program to bring you great financial news. Get double, yes, double your down payment or your tax refund only at Sterling Kia. Sterling Kia will double your down payment or your tax refund up to $6,000. You heard right. Your $3,000 tax refund becomes $6,000 toward the purchase of any select new Kia in stock. Why wait for Uncle Sam when you can double your tax refund now and drive home a new Kia from Sterling Kia for thousands less? 2013 Optima, just $229 per month. 2013 Sorento, just $239 per month. Plus, Sterling Kia wants your current trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. And if you have a job and take home $350 per week, Sterling Kia wants to approve your credit, even if it's less than perfect. All new Kias are backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Kia. Sterling Kia, 197 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-0607 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 39 monthly, 12,000 miles per year, 1992 with signing plus TTNL first payment and fees. With approved credit, includes security deposit. Offer includes all incentives.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Weather pattern looking fairly tranquil for the next 3 to 5 days coming up. A forecast calling for partly sunny skies with occasional high mid-level clouds during today. Temperatures into the mid-60s, though not too bad this afternoon. Tonight, periods of clouds in upper 40s. Tomorrow should be a warm day, low 70s with a mix of clouds and sun. And then fair weather at night, about 45 or so. Sun and clouds during the day Sunday, still pleasant, upper 60s to near 70 degrees. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:37. You know, Kevin, just the other day, Kat and I were talking out in the hall, and she said, if the Olsen twins would just put together an affordable handbag
line, never said that.
I'd be all over it. Now, Kate,
I find it hard to believe
slander.
That you were talking about a handbag in general,
yeah,
Scott.
Mary-Kate and Ashley have very different ideas about what affordable means. Now, understand, these are the people who were selling $55,000 backpacks, okay? Now, they did sell out, I'll give them that, but they've decided they need to come up with something that's more affordable. So the Full House gals are now coming out with lambskin bags in the very, very price-friendly range of $395 to $625. So,
oh, my gosh, that's like a pretty big heifer right there.
Well, I understand, but I mean, when their bags were the backpacks were $55,000, I mean, they are cutting it to the bone.
Come on, I mean, what I'm saying is, why not just buy livestock if you're going to, you know what I mean?
Well, no, then you got to keep feeding them. It's a continuing,
after all,
don't you want a lamb's wool, bag?
Can eat that bag.
Probably not, okay. This reckless driver didn't learn her lesson the first time, or the second, or the third. In fact, the New York Post says that Loretta Lacey pulled over for allegedly speeding 4 times during a 2.5-hour stretch.
That's a bad day, man.
That really, I mean, yeah. Clock doing 100 up to 112, traveling on I-90, Minnesota to Wisconsin.
Did she have diarrhea?
No, apparently not. No?
Was she going into labor?
Or if she... Maybe she used that as an excuse and it didn't fly. I'm not sure, but no, apparently not. It's just 4 tickets in 2.5 hours.
I'm just trying to think of what would make me speed that much.
She's crazy. Maybe she's crazy. Anyway, next time you break out of jail, and of course we all think about that, don't do what Timothy Bonner did. Timothy allegedly busted out of a holding cell in Pennsylvania, and he might have gotten away with it, too, but the problem is that Tim caught a few minutes later at a nearby bar where he had ordered a beer and started bragging about what he'd done. To his credit, he did have something to brag about. Apparently, he knocked the cell door off its hinges with his bare hands.
Wow!
That's not very well put together cell.
Something, or this guy's got the
titanium or
something like that. He's got Chuck Norris hands or something like that. Yeah, okay. Well, here you go. I think we once again continue to think that we've come up with all the reality shows we possibly could, right?
Diving with the Stars.
And with Betting on Your Baby, and that one we had yesterday. Okay, here we go. It's a reality show called America's Next Top Hooker.
Huh?
Guys competing for Animal Planet's extreme fishing competition. See, but I got your attention,
really?
Didn't I? Yep, that's what they're going to call it. Animal Planet says that the show will feature a handful of daring fishing enthusiasts. They will tackle, get it, exciting and intense challenges on America's rivers, lakes, and streams, even in the open ocean.
Dun, dun, dun.
This will include spear fishermen, game fishermen, fly fishermen, trawlers and trappers from all walks of life, according to the description. It'll be on later this summer.
That sounds like it's right up Cliff Howard's alley.
Yeah, let's send in an application for Mr. Chip.
Yeah, well, you know.
I bet he'd win.
Well, no, I don't say that he'd win, but he might want to talk to, like, the producers or something if that'd work.
Hey, you remember the pastor story we did yesterday?
Uh-huh.
The waitress got fired.
That's what I hear.
Wasn't that a female pastor, too?
It was. This turned out... This got really ugly.
It did.
First of all, I mean, my first thought, and I think all of us reacted yesterday, that the pastor's reaction, I give 10% to God, what makes you think you deserve 18, was probably not a good thing to say, and she did speak to that. But I'm guessing if I'm the manager of this girl, that she put it at she posted on Reddit, right, or whatever it's called. Is it Read It or Reddit? Who knows? You know?
Reddit.
Okay. She posted it on Reddit, so, I mean, she probably shouldn't have done that. She posted the slip where the pastor had signed it. So that's probably grounds. It's probably grounds, but I just... All right, so you guys have any thoughts on that?
I think, you know, Applebee's decided they wanted to let her go, they could.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what state this was in. I guess it was in
St. Louis.
Yeah, Missouri. I don't know if that's a four-cause state, but yeah, we'll see how that works out. Okay, so which states purchase the most football food?
Southern.
Which states? Well, you know, it's interesting. Louisiana leads the way in sales of breaded and unbreaded chicken wings, but number two is Utah. Because you'd think, you know.
It's a lot of football in
Utah. For the Utes?
Because I'm thinking, man, nothing goes with a sparkling glass of water like... breaded chicken wings.
Maybe they're drinking chocolate milk?
No, it's got caffeine in it.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry.
That's
no.
A shame.
Come on, yeah. Come on by. We'll have some unleaded Ovaltine and eat some breaded chicken wings.
So you're watching BYU?
Yeah. No, for the Super Bowl. Yeah, Super Bowl party.
Oh, this is just Super Bowl.
Well,
okay.
No, I don't know. No, I don't know. These are just football foods.
Oh, okay.
When it comes to frozen pizzas, Nebraska and South Dakota, number one. Potato chip category, New Mexico and Virginia. The dip sales in Kentucky and Louisiana. Well, if you're not leading in chips, what are you doing with the dip?
No, are you not like dip?
Like dip, bing! Yep, like dip.
Spit in the...
No.
Tobacco?
No, yeah. I'm thinking not, no. Snack foods, snack mixes, South Dakota and Indiana. And mixed nuts, once again, South Dakota and North Dakota.
Interesting.
They're doing lots of snacking in South Dakota. That's
just because in the winter you can't do anything else in South Dakota.
Yeah, you're probably right. With the big National Football League World Championship game coming up on Sunday, here are the top five snack foods for the Super Bowl. Excuse me, the top six. I wanted to include number six because it's extruded snack products.
Extruded anything is good.
Yeah. Cheetos are extruded, okay?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Hot dogs are extruded, by the way. But anyway. Number five is microwavable popcorn. Number four is pretzels. Number three is snack nuts. Not so much.
No.
Not so much. Number two, tortilla chips. And number one would be potato chips. So.
Hey, you want the best prop bet for the Super Bowl?
What is the best prop bet?
What color will be dumped on the winning coach of Gatorade?
Oh, yeah. What's the leader? Do we have any got any odds on that?
It's plus 150 on water, plus 150 on yellow, 250 orange, 500 red, 550 lime green, or plus 1,000 on blue.
Oh, wow.
And you can also bet on the amount or if she will show cleavage, Beyonce, during the halftime show.
Now, she did something interesting.
She admitted it.
And then she sang the national anthem, right?
That I didn't see.
Yes. No, she came in. They had a, you know, because they got to have a news conference or everything, right?
Sure.
No, she walked up, grabbed the microphone, and sang the national anthem right in front of them. Right in front of them. Which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
You know, and then she talked about the whole situation as to why she had done the lip sync thing. But, hey, if you walk out and sing it, that pretty well shuts them up, doesn't it?
I wish I could have seen that. I want to see how quick it took this press corps to stand up.
Yeah,
no,
really. They're going to use 72. Well, the NFL has 72 footballs made up for the national, for the world championship. They're made. They're made the night the contestants are decided at the Wilson plant in Ada, Ohio. They're regular footballs, except they have the names of the teams, the date, the location, and the Super Bowl logo. National Football League keeps a close eye on these balls. Remember in 1997 they were lost or something and they had to make a second batch?
Yeah, I saw. I remember that.
They're auctioned off for charity after the game. They are delivered to the site via courier. It is amazing how much impact this small town of 5,400 has on America, says Dan Riegel, who's the plant manager for Wilson's.
I'm really curious because quarterbacks are very finicky about the kind of footballs they throw.
Yeah.
And a lot of them like them scuffed.
Yeah.
They want them really, really worn in.
Get a different grip on
them.
Yeah,
so I'm wondering how much, you know, somebody's in there with a sandpaper trying to knock the edges off of the footballs.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Oh, yeah, new footballs are slippery.
Yeah, they, and I remember, I think I watched a How It's Made, and they talked about how they do the football thing. And
yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, pretty interesting. So we've always heard that sewage systems of major cities have broken due to the tremendous number of toilets being flushed simultaneously at halftime. Pretty much false.
Yeah, not
pretty
true.
Much false. Rumors of the havoc wreaked by widespread simultaneous flushing also happened with MASH's final episode in 1983. But actually, they date all the way back to the 1930s and Amos and Andy on the radio.
No kidding.
Yep, it goes back just that far. Claim that Super Bowl Sunday is one of the most dangerous days on the road in U.S. America. Kind of a trick question, because the data is actually mixed. Car crashes do spike right after the Super Bowl, but fatalities are low compared to other days of the year. So, yeah, there you are. The whole idea of going to visit Disneyland because it'll be deserted?
Not true.
No. It's just different people. Now, grocery stores, it may be a little bit different. That could be a different situation. If you want to go grocery shopping, you might think about doing that during the world championship of the National Professional Football League.
I tried that theory once during an Aggie football game, and it didn't hold water.
Yeah, well,
because everybody's thinking the same thing.
Oh yeah, and they might do that, but I don't know. Maybe the Super Bowl works. I'm not for sure. And let's see what else. Karl Lagerfeld. You know who he is? Like the fashion dude.
He's a designer.
That's
it. There's a rose named after him.
Does he? Thinks Michelle Obama's new bangs make her look like a news anchor.
Oh.
Wow. That's probably not a compliment, I'm just saying. And
what are you saying?
Well,
news anchors are known by being ugly?
I'm just saying that I don't think it was a compliment.
This is a news anchor sitting in here.
You're not. You're not on television. You're on the radio. See?
Okay. Well, that makes it all better,
It
Scott.
Does, yeah, because she wears the SpongeBob SquarePants hat every morning when she does the news. I don't know if y'all knew that or not. Yeah. I'm just saying. I mean, it is
cute, though.
Yeah, not a lot of people know.
Oh, no, wait. You're talking about me. That's not true. That's a lie.
Wait, you're talking about me? Yes, I was, as a matter of fact.
I thought you were talking about Michelle Obama.
Oh,
That's why I was laughing.
No. Yeah, no, your secret's out, Cass.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station. Don't miss the Brazos Valley Symphony and music director Marcello Busicchi as they present guitar and bandoneon supergroup Giampaolo Bandini and Cesare Chiacchieretta, performing Piazzolla's Tango Suite and Four Seasons of Buenos Aires on Sunday, February the 10th. This Italian-inspired journey also includes Puccini's Chrysanthemum and Respighi's Suite for Strings. Tickets are available at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony, your professional orchestra, making music come alive.
Hey, I'm just saying, when it gets to Valentine's Day, doing the Valentine thing right on schedule really kind of makes it stand out. You tell me if there's not a better moment than if the lady that you're sending your gift to doesn't receive it right there in the office with everybody around. Well, you know what? They can help you out with that at Aggieland Flowers because they have a priority delivery option. They guarantee delivery by 1 o'clock on Valentine's Day. Now, obviously, there's a limited number of slots that are open. It is first come, first serve, and it pretty much sells out, so maybe doing that today would be a good thing. They've also got an Aggieland Valentine package. It's a dozen roses, 6 dark maroon roses, and 6 white roses with a maroon bow and Aggieland Special Gourmet Stuffed Chocolate Bar that's dark chocolate with cherry caramel, tart cherries, and pecans. It's the Aggieland Valentine package. It is not on their website. It can be ordered by phone, and they, again, have limited quantities. And so you want to be in touch with them at Aggieland Flowers so that you can do that. If you want to go in another direction, they do have specialty roses. Again, limited numbers for you to choose from. But what you want to do is get in touch with them and do it right away because, again, with this priority delivery, it's a first-come, first-served deal. They're going to have this thing, again, does sell out. And so if you want to stop in and see some of the things that are not on their website, then do that. They're located right next to the Harley-Davidson shop in College Station on the bypass. Or you can get in touch with them through their website or you can give them a call so that Aggieland Flowers can do it right for you. 690-2929. The number to call is 690-2929 or go to aggielandflowers.com.
Time is running out. At Douglas Jewelers going out of business sale. Final reductions have just been announced. Now save up to an additional 20% off our already low sale prices. Getting engaged? We have 1-carat diamond solitaires priced as low as $22.95. Loose diamonds, earrings, gemstones, and pearls, everything must go. Savings up to 70% off. Save on all fine jewelry with these unbelievable final reductions. Hurry in to Douglas Jewelers across from Home Depot on University Drive.
If you and your family love reading, you already love Half Price Books. And their Book Lovers Weekend is right around the corner, February 15th through President's Day the 18th. If you want to take advantage of special discounts and even more savings, heck, almost everything's already half price or less, you'll want to hop on their email list pronto by stopping by your neighborhood store. They can sign you right up or visit halfpricebooks.com and sign up with a few clicks. You'll be a member instantly and can even share your Book Lovers discounts with friends, family, anyone you know who loves a good story. They'll even check all their stores to help you find what you're looking for. Book Lovers Weekend is just one example of how you can save even more on the treasures and surprises Half Price Books is famous for. Plus, you'll get all the latest news about events and special offers at your favorite Half Price Books location. So sign up today on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Hey, about 7 till News Talk 1620 WTW. You had this story in sports today. I mean, if you're almost going to shoot a 59 like Phil Mickelson did yesterday, shouldn't you have more than like a 4-stroke lead? I mean, wouldn't you hope to be able to do that?
Phoenix is notoriously easy, yeah. A, and B, the miss on that was hard. I mean, he rimmed it, and it 180'd. It came
really?
Back. Yeah, it
wow.
was so close.
Man. Facebook on Thursday announced its Facebook card. This will be a reusable gift card that can be loaded with balances for different retailers when a user's friends buy them gifts through the account. If someone buys you a Target gift card through Facebook, you'll get the Facebook card in the mail. If somebody buys you an Olive Garden gift card, that will be added to the Facebook card that you've already got in your wallet. One card is all that you will carry. You'll be able to see your card balances when you log into your Facebook on your computer or smartphone. Huh. That's a pretty interesting concept.
That is interesting.
And then, oh, I don't know if I've got it here in front of me. Apparently,
YouTube is going to get into the television business. They're going to start streaming a little bit, I believe. They're going to kind of go after Hulu's market. I don't see it right in front of me. We may get to it before the end of the day. Are you worried sick about your teenagers having too much fun while they are away at college? Great news, moms and dads. Research shows that your little bundles of joy, your Mr. All-Americans, your Miss Wonderful Little Dandelion Flower, probably focused more on history than Heineken. See, I don't know that that's... Well, excuse me. Yeah, let's do that. Because my kids are out of college, it doesn't matter anymore. I'll make you feel good about that, the way your kids are behaving. Yahoo.com reports that UCLA's Cooperative Institutional Research Program discovered just 33% of college freshmen drank beer in 2012. They also found that 66% lied about it. Oh, no, I'm kidding. That's down from a big 35% in 2011. And actually, in 1982, 73% of the kids were drinking in 1982. Now, the sample is pretty large. Researchers studied almost 193,000 people in 283 four-year colleges and found that 87% of the freshmen are attending school to be able to get a better job.
Now, you also said beer.
Yeah, I did.
Does that exclude...
Now, Kevin, there's no reason to go prying into the numbers. No reason to do that at all.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. And again, it says that they are attending school. It says nothing about attending class.
That's fair.
I was on campus. Doesn't that mean I get a degree?
I live there.
Why doesn't it work like that?
I had to find out because...
I don't know.
Were not my choice in college.
No. This is why you have the internet, so you can see pictures of Garrett McNamara. Garrett McNamara, the holy grail of the sport of surfing. Surfer Today has an image of McNamara riding a 100-foot wave.
And it is sick.
He's just little bitty. Little
holy
bitty.
Holy
yeah. I mean, I guess it is a 100-foot wave. There's no way to know because they're really shooting from pretty far back, and there are some people standing on top of a lighthouse between you and seeing Garrett. But anyway, at the very least, it looks like he's broken his own record, which was a 78-foot wave that he rode in 2011. There's video of the 2011 ride out there. But, yeah, this is a really, really big wave.
It's incredible. And good heavens, I can't talk today.
Like English once you get the hang of it. Yeah.
Those waves get so big, they have to tow them onto the waves with jet skis.
Oh, is that how they do that?
You can't paddle fast enough to keep up with them.
Well, what kind of a coast is that? I mean, I'd just like to see what the rocks look like if they're getting pounded by 100-foot waves.
It looked European almost.
Yeah, well, it's in Portugal that it happened.
Oh, was it?
But,
okay.
But I have to think that those waves have been doing that for a long, long time. Would seem like changing coast. No. Oh, was it just because of global warming? No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I should have thought about that. You're right. So the Arkansas State Senate has overwhelmingly passed a bill that would allow concealed guns in churches. Concealed guns in churches.
But you go reaching in that offering bowl.
That's right. They were calling it the Church Protection Act. Oh, that's it. We're now protecting the children in the church even more. It would repeal the current ban on concealed handguns in churches or other places of worship. If the bill becomes law, only those with a permit for concealed carry would be allowed to carry a gun, that makes sense, inside the church. But individual churches will have the right to decide for themselves whether or not to allow firearms inside their doors. Okay, so they won't be mandated by the state to do this.
So they have to give out birth control, but you can bring in a gun.
Yeah, there you go. Right. The bill now says that the state's House of Representatives, if it gets to the governor's desk, he says he'll sign it. He says he will sign it. Here's our Florida story for today.
Yippee!
Yeah, from the Department of Motor Vehicles, it seems there's been a little bit of confusion about the rules and gender equality as well. A Florida man who legally took his wife's last name has been hassled by the DMV. Lizardo Dana Sopina has legally obtained a new driver license with his new name. Then out of nowhere, a year later, Lizardo gets a letter from the DMV saying his license has been suspended because only married women can change their name.
Well.
Once his story got picked up by the media, DVM officials reportedly changed their tune and gave him his license back.
I was going to say, or does he have to become a hyphen?
Yeah, but I mean, short of that, what in the world made them think that, I mean, just because it's always been that way doesn't mean it needs to continue to be that way.
That's just a peeve, though. Pick one.
Yeah, that's pretty strange.
Holy cow.
Okay, New York Post tells us about the Teaneck, New Jersey police. They're suing the city. The officers believe they're entitled to overtime pay. They claim they're forced to report for duty 10 minutes early, and they have to stay 10 minutes late to do paperwork, and they should get overtime for that.
I wonder how Teaneck, New Jersey got its name.
I don't know. It's TEA, so I don't know. Well, that's something to do next week. We'll look that up and see if possibly we can find out. On this date in history, in 1790, the Supreme Court of the United States convened for the first time in New York City. 1884, edition one of the Oxford English Dictionary was published. In 1887, Harvey Wilcox of Kansas started selling off 120 acres that he owned in Southern California. Again, Harvey lives in Kansas, sold off 120 acres that he owned in Southern California